David, we're just back from training at the stadium for tomorrow night. Your thoughts, having been to the stadium for tomorrow's game?
Yeah, obviously, the pitch in terms of what it is 4G. It's a very big pitch, wide pitch. So hopefully that plays into our hands. We've had a good look at TNS, seen them in a friendly. We've done as much homework as we can on them. We've tried to prepare the players. The players have prepared themselves because they've worked hard over the last number of weeks to get themselves in shape and in a position that we wanted to give ourselves the best chance. So we feel that we've done that, but the proof's always in the pudding, and the game tomorrow night, it's an opportunity for ourselves. TNS will also feel as if it's an opportunity for them. They're well drilled, they're well coached by a young, hungry manager. So we know what we're going to should expect tomorrow night.
And that was a good workout they had there, stretching the limbs out on the pitch to be ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, again, coming off the back of the game that we played against St Mirren on Saturday, the travel yesterday. So tonight's session was lighter session, but it's one of the preparation training sessions that we normally always do before the European game. So there's plenty in the dressing room. Been in the European situation before. We don't go blood and thunder 24 hours before the game, but we stretch the legs. And the positive thing is, again, as I said after the game on Saturday, was that we look as if we've got more or less a healthy squad, apart from one or two. But the players are ready,
and the players seem settled in the surroundings here in the countryside of rural England.
Yeah, it's lovely. Hotel's very nice. We've been well accommodated and well looked after, as we were at the ground tonight by TNS. So it's over to the players now. We feel as a manager and staff that we've tried to give them enough information. They have some really good players that won the league by a handsome margin last year, so they're a good side. They were unfortunate in the Europe last year to lose in the manner that they did. So we know what we're up against. We know what we face. We'll have quite a few Linfield supporters again coming back from the last couple of years where we haven't really had too many Linfield supporters travelling with us in European. So we look forward again to the game and say hopefully things go well for us.
Big game, big opportunity and selection headache for you in terms of fitting 11 names onto the starting lineup, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a challenge, and there's going to be one or two or three maybe disappointed tomorrow that they're not in the team. But again, it's a long season. We've prepared the players the way we wanted to. We had the excellent trip where we went to Spain, and the preparation was second to none. So there's always going to be disappointed bodies, disappointed players. I expect that. I would be more shocked if there wasn't going to be players disappointed not to be starting tomorrow night. But again, they'll get plenty of reassurance that we should have quite a lot of games this year, and they need to be ready for not only tomorrow night when they do appear on the pitch, but possibly again next week and certainly further ahead.
All the very best for a huge game here tomorrow night, David.
Cheers, Andy.